You might want to take the lens cap off.
I don't need to because I'm a professional photographer.
What?
Exactly. How many of us want to be, you know, we're amateur photographers. We want our photos to look good. And then we take pictures with the lens cap on and we do all sorts of silly things.
Right. Okay.
It happens. Come on, Jeff.
Fair enough.
Don't be foolish. I've got my Nikon D5100. By no means a professional camera. Nope. But hey, it takes some pretty good pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
But when I want to take a product shot, what am I doing? I'm like clearing off a table and wiping it down and trying to make sure that it's nice and clean. I'm setting up maybe a cloth or a drape or something like that in such a way that it, you know, looks reasonably professional.
Right.
But what if I could take it to the next level and it would only cost me $14?
Okay. Ooh. Wouldn't that be nice?
Along comes the snake oil salesman, right?
Right.
Could it be true? We're going to find out. I'm going to head on over to our unboxing table with my camera here. Okay, I'm working my way over. All right, guys.
Mm.
Ooh. All right, here's what I'm going to do. We've got this device from cat5.tv/camtent for camera tent. Now, you've seen these kinds of things before, but for just $14, can this really be worth our $14? We've had fake SD cards off of Amazon. We've had all kinds of junk off of Amazon. But could this really take decent photos or help us?
Is this seriously called a slow dolphin?
It is called Slow Dolphin 20 centimeter, not 20 meters, LED portable photo studio. So you see how portable it is. Comes with its own carrying bag. It's got a USB cable right out of the bag. So this is an unbagging tonight, I guess. A little bit of instructions I don't think we're going to need. We've got several colors of fabric here.
Ooh.
Oh, that's taking me back to the carpets you sit on in kindergarten.
Yeah. All right. So this is presumably... Oh, look at this. We've got LED here. I've got another LED strip at the bottom there. I don't have to go out and invest in a whole bunch of gear. I can just pack this thing up, and these are for product shots. So if you're shooting jewelry or any kind of smaller products, single board computers, things like that. We've got some snaps, just like the buttons on your jeans. Just going to pop these together. Here we go. And lo and behold, one more snap. Come on. There we are. So this is what it looks like that. We've got a flap here that we can lift up to be able to put our camera in, camera lens. And I guess these guys are just going to, I didn't read the instructions, but.
That's Jeff's job.
Yeah. Jeff, you can read the instructions for us. Oh, I see. Okay. So without reading any instructions, this is how simple it is. There are a couple of little cutouts here. See that? It's a little flap.
Oh, so it's like a mini muslin.
A little what?
Is that how you pronounce it? Muslin, like the back.
Muslin screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a muslin material. This
is a
cheap fabric, but it's going to clip on, I guess, right here. Look at that. So setup time, if you are doing this, you know, let's say you're doing this for a customer site, look at that.
Ah.
That's quick and easy. Not too shabby. So let's grab this USB cable that came with it. And just for kicks, Sasha, you're going to appreciate this. I've brought my USB charging device. So this is just a battery pack.
And also...
I've got batteries... charged. Good to go. So this USB cable has full-size USB. Sorry, I'm a bit out of focus there just because of the depth. Got USB on one end, USB micro times two on the other end. So I'm going to plug these in to the light panels that are built right in here. Turn it upside down just so that you at home can see it. So this being only $14, it is... you know, a quick and dirty solution, but presumably with all these LEDs, it's going to do pretty well. We don't have to have big soft boxes or anything like that. Now, one thing I'm going to mention here, you'll notice that as I'm plugging these in, I'm holding that USB port as I plug in that cable. I want to do that as well when I'm unplugging it. Hold that port and very carefully unplug that. You don't want to break the solder joints off of this port, okay? So be careful of that. And if you're reading reviews on Amazon, be mindful that some folks didn't think to do that. So if they're complaining that it's broken, just keep that in mind. Over here, I'm going to do the same thing. And because this is powered by USB, again, I should be able just to plug this right in to my USB charger for my phone. There we are. And here we go. Beautiful.
Nice.
So we can just kind of fix up that drape a little bit, get the creases out. There we are. I'm doing this upside down and backwards, so just keep that in mind if you think it looks a little bit rickety. There you are. So we can now take pictures of products through the top here, or, of course, from the front. Now, this is about 1 foot square, I would say. And that's our new product shot device. So I'm going to turn this around and get a picture for you. Let's just throw a NanoPi M4 on there.
Ah.
Beautiful. Take that. And there you go.
And so then presumably with the hole at the top, you could take a down shot?
Sure. Let's give it a try.
Like that's the intention? Okay.
Beautiful. And that's all there is to it. So for $14, we've got a little kit that will now take our product shots very much to the next level. I shoot a lot of single board computers. So setting them up and, you know, you've got clutter in the background or whatever else. And
right.
So now that's not an issue whatsoever.
So now you can live your cluttered life and still have nice shots.
There you go, right? Take it with you and set it up anywhere you want, and you've got a way to take great little product shots for just $14. And in fact, if you want to save 5%, there's a little checkbox for you that will give you another 5% off of the price, and you can do that through our link at cat5.tv/camtent.
Hmm.
Cool.
It's just another thing I really want.
There you go.
Turns out.
You can use your phone, take pictures with the phone. You don't have to have a DSLR.
Exactly.
And it'll still make your shots a lot better.
Nice.
Now, interestingly enough, I'm just seeing in the chat room from Solbu, he says that the chairman of the board at his job has one of those.
Mm.
And he uses it heavily to take pictures of the items that are on sale at the secondhand store and
Beautiful.
Publish them on the Facebook page.
Perfect.
So, okay.
And that's interesting because, hey, if you sell them, you've made money, presumably, and the better the product shots are,
mm-hmm.
the more you're going to sell,
right.
Guaranteed. The professional photos, and even if they're not professional, I use the word professional in the context that they look good.
Yeah.
They look clear. They've got a nice backdrop like that. They've got proper lighting. And what I love about this is that the lighting is built in.
Hmm.
And as I showed there tonight, you can plug it into a battery charger or a phone charger. You don't have to have AC power.
Right.
So now you can take it anywhere. And you've got that. I'm used to having big soft boxes.
Right.
That you've got to set up for everything that you shoot.
I legit could have used this week 3 times.
Oh.
Like, I'm thinking of times that I had to take a picture of something and then put it into a project.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah. Like, the picture is, like, I take it with my phone, and my hand is in the picture.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Now you know.